Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batzer with my good colleague, John Yoo, Professor John Yoo at Berkeley Law and at the University of Texas at Civitas Institute, writing about the decision that captivated the whole world for 48 hours, but then we moved on to other crises. That is the decision by a court that's called the CIT to say you do not have the power to, and this has to do with imposing or reimposing or extending tariffs. I come to why you don't hide an elephant in a mouse hole. I believe that's Justice Scalia. What does that refer to, Professor?
Yes, Scalia was great with the one-liners, his opinions. And so you could say he was one of the originators of this major question doctrine, which again says courts don't read vague laws to purportedly transfer vast power from Congress to the president. And so he said, we don't expect Congress to hide elephants in mouse holes. So you'd say, in other words, for example, let me give you the example from the nationwide vaccine mandate. The Biden administration said, here's a law that basically says Congress declares that the president should take, necessary measures to protect the public health. And so Scalia would say, well, we wouldn't find from that kind of language the ability to force everyone in the country to get a vaccine. It's just that's an elephant in a little mouse hole. Wonderful Scaliaism.
There is a way forward. However, it's not the way the CIT chose. And depending upon how the hearing goes before the courts, there are opportunities here. One opportunity that the professor identifies is that the Trump administration can, as the professor uses the word salvage, it's metaphorical, but it says it's a shipwreck, but maybe we can get some value out of it. Is that it can salvage it by limiting the tariff power to certain states. That would be hostile states. Have I read you correctly, Professor?
Yes, that one thing that Trump could do, which I think would stand clearly on solid legal ground, reading IEPA, reading the Constitution, would be if he were to focus the sanctions on individual countries that really do pose a threat to our national security, rather than saying trade deficits pose a threat to our national security. This persistent social and economic issue, I think that's the mistake. So if he were to say, for example, China is a national security threat, which I think the president and Congress agree on, and which I think many foreign policy national security experts agree on, one of the things they're doing to us is shipping fentanyl here, in addition to a lot of other things they're doing to challenge us, and imposing sanctions like tariffs in response to China would fit squarely in the way we've done economic sanctions before. He might want to do it to other countries too. Maybe he wants to impose sanctions on Mexico or Canada because they're not stopping China. Again, those are country focused. I think the mistake is to say every country in the world is participating in some kind of threat to our national security, especially, for example, our NATO allies. I mean, I don't think they are. Friends in East Asia like Japan, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, I don't think they are. That's where I think Trump could really salvage his tariff regime. And I think this is going to go, this case will go to the Supreme Court because of this fundamental question. Can you have a national emergency that's not based on a country, not based on an event? It's just a social economic problem we have. I think he could win at the Supreme Court with a focused tariff like that.
However, that will not be the case to my reading because they do believe that deficit is a threat. Now, John, one way to read the deficit is we're elaborately aggressive about as consumers. I buy things from overseas all the time. I enjoy them. They're good products. I have two German vacuum cleaners. That is not a national security threat, is it?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I've read economists who say there's nothing wrong with a trade deficit. And really, a trade deficit is more about not other countries doing anything to us. It's about our choice as Americans, whether, you know, we have money, whether we want to choose on consuming it or we want to invest it and save it. And if foreign countries are making products that are superior and cheaper, I don't know about your German vacuum machines. I'd never heard about that before. But if that's true, we're only harming ourselves by saying we're going to have to raise prices and buy inferior products.
So what we have here is a way for Solomon to divide, to say, do you want the baby divided or are you going to tell me the truth? Because there is something that the president can do, which is to use tariffs. Although really you're not talking about tariffs. You're talking about sanctions. Sanctions, yes. Tariffs as sanctions. That is never more clear than in the case about the Iranian hostage taking. What happened then, John?
Yes, exactly right. John, one of the arguments I make, and I think the courts would find no trouble with this, is that IEEPA definitely gives the president the power to just completely impose an embargo, to cut off all trade and relations with a country. So a tariff is much more, right? It's a much more moderate version of that power. So as you say, John, one of the earliest uses of IEEPA, and this did go to the Supreme Court, was the use of IEEPA to end the Iranian hostages crisis. Iran released our hostages that they took illegally from our embassy during the Iranian Revolution. In exchange, we agreed, President Carter had frozen all Iranian government property and assets of the United States. We agreed to release those and send them to The Hague, to a special court that was going to adjudicate disputes between us and Iran. But to do that, the President Carter and then Reagan had to basically eliminate all the people's judgments who had sued Iran and frozen those assets too. You know, so for Dames & Moore is a construction company, and they had a contract with Iran. And when Iran broke it, they sued Iran, and then they put a freeze on the Iranian assets in the United States. So IEEPA actually doesn't permit you to eliminate valid judgments in court where you actually won these decisions. Reagan had to do it anyway because he had to get the hostages back, and Carter had to do it anyway. And the Supreme Court said, and this goes to my point, how these ideas of major questions about elephants in mouse holes and the non-delegation doctrine are just different when national security is involved. The Supreme Court said, we will allow it because it's close enough. It's close enough to what the law says, and national security is at stake. And we want to allow the president and the Congress to cooperate at the fullest extent of their powers.
John Yoo, Senior Research Fellow, Civitas Institute, Distinguished Visiting Professor, School of Civic Leadership, University of Texas at Austin. Also, the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at the University of California. Serves on the board of the Pacific Legal Foundation, leading a lawsuit against the Trump tariffs.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.